Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. So today we have another guest on the podcast. This is my second male on the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast. His name is Phil Ayerson, and I'm going to hand over to Phil so he can introduce himself and tell you a little bit about what he does.
Wow, thank you, Jude. I'm honoured to be the second male. We're making strides. So I'm Phil Ayerson, and I'm a relationship and success coach. And what that means is I like to work one-on-one with people to really look at how they relate to the things in their world. And by looking at that and by really focusing on, I suppose, how to show up as their best selves in these relationships, then by doing that, we look at getting their success. Yeah.
Amazing.
That would be it. That's the short of it.
Oh. That's the short of it. Okay, so Phil and I have known each other for... what do you reckon?
Over 2 years.
Was it before COVID? Oh, well, then it's nearly 3 years, isn't it?
Oh, Jesus, Judy. Yeah, I suppose it is.
Yeah? So, that's bonkers. Phil and I connected because Phil was just starting out as a coach, I think, when we... Mm-hmm. Or you were moving from... You'd been a counsellor... And you moved counselling into the coaching space, weren't you?
That's right. Yeah. So I'd been a counsellor psychotherapist for a little while, and I was moving into coaching, and I was really interested in coaching because I didn't know much about it. You know, I always thought I had that kind of stereotypical thing of thinking coaching is either someone who's a cheerleader and says whoop a lot, someone who tells you what to do with your life, and yeah, obviously neither's true, but that was where I was with it. And I can't remember how it kind of came into my world, but I thought, okay, I'll reach out and I'll talk to a proper coach. And yeah, I did a bit of research. Step in the proper coach, and that's how we connected, I believe.
Yeah, amazing. And what a journey, because we've stayed in touch. We because when you start any new business, it can be nerve-wracking. You can have those feelings of, oh my God, is this going to work? And you can have the self-doubt. And so we kind of did a bulk of sessions to start with from a kind of mentoring point of view. And then it's just kind of been like little reset sessions or pick-me-up sessions. And now... You are flying, like absolutely flying. So tell me then, because we've kind of like talked just before we jumped on the podcast in terms of what we were going to talk about. Because I know when we first started working together, it wasn't, you know, like most of my clients, it's nothing to do with manifestation. It's all around mindset. It's all around perceptions and breaking down any limiting beliefs. And then I think our last session was kind of based all around manifestation. So can you tell me, what's the most important thing you've learned either about manifestation or mindset or combined?
Yeah, of course. So you, although I had kind of heard of it before, you really introduced me to manifestation and things of that nature, and really opened my world to that. And when we last spoke, which was around it, which was a little while ago, things were in a very difficult spot, and things were going very slowly, and I knew I needed to kind of get my head right around it. And I think my journey with manifestation was probably a little different to most. So what I got from it, I got your manifestation program, and what that allowed me to do more than anything, and this is just the way I've seen it, and I'm sure this isn't the same for everyone, but by what it allowed me to do was really focus on what I wanted and what I wanted to be. And I think that the more I tapped into the manifestation side of things, what it really did for me was create a clarity around what I was looking for, you know, because I would work on the manifestation and sometimes it wouldn't quite hit home with me, I suppose is how I would describe it. But it allowed me to work on that and find what it is I really wanted. And from there, what I did was, and what I now get to do with clients, is I really examined how I was showing up in the world and, you know, how I was being in relation to what I was trying to manifest or what I wanted. And I got to set myself, you know, I started to mold and set myself as the right kind of person to achieve that manifestation, I suppose. So I wasn't sitting there, for me, I wasn't sitting there thinking, okay, universe, give me all this stuff. But what it did allow me to do was say, okay, universe, this is where I want to be. What am I contributing towards that? You know, it wasn't a sit around and wait for it. It was a, okay, it allowed me to really program my
being. Reflect on what actions you needed to take.
Yeah, and how I needed to be in the world. You know, how I needed to show up. What was important, and that wasn't just in relation to business, but relation to, you know, my family and how I wanted to be day to day. So, you know, I've become a lot more open and a lot more loving and a lot more driven and just all sorts of stuff like that. And what it led me to do, you know, this is through other reading and things like that, but I created a kind of manifesto of me. And I get clients do the same thing and they're all hanging on my wall, and it's my commitment to a way of being. So I show up like that every single day, and it's all come from what I'm looking to manifest, you know. And it's really kind of branched off like that for me, and that's what it's allowed me to do. Does that make sense? I feel like I've
So let us pick in between that, because I've kind of got questions. So when you were starting, because we kind of talked about manifestation, because I had been saying to you, like, you know, one of the biggest things in my business is not always the actions that I take. It's the mindset that I've got behind it. So if I'm thinking this is going to be a shit month, it'll probably be a shit month.
Yes.
If I'm thinking that a conversation's not going to go great, then a conversation won't go great in terms of somebody asking about coaching.
Yes.
And we'd kind of talked around that. And then you did Month to Manifest. Mm-hmm. And so you said when you did the Month to Manifest, it made you question what you want or how you were. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask this question then.
Yes.
Did it make you decide that you wanted something different, or did it just make you see that you needed to show up different for the things that you want?
Okay, so both. It really tapped into the showing up differently. I would say that, and the importance of that. And like you say, and it was a lot like what you said about, you know, if you think you're going to have a bad month, you tend to have a bad month. And when I worked on how I show up in my being, it's really to create that. It's to create, you know, if I show up as my best self, it opens the possibility of all of the good stuff happening. But if I'm showing up as less than, then yeah. It kind of creates that negative space, I suppose. Just what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. So do you know what? It's funny that you said all that, because one of the things that I said to you before we came on the before we started recording, because obviously I wanted to catch up, because I don't think we spoke since probably Christmas time.
No, I think so.
And I was like asking you about business, and you've mm-hmm. just gotten your own office, and mm-hmm. You've got a waiting list now for clients. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, the thing that I'd say to you was, oh my God, you talk different. Which okay. is exactly what you've just said there, in terms of like, you're showing up different. And you do, you definitely talk different. Everything is set into this kind of calm, positive, knowing, rather than that,
yeah.
which we can all get into, which is that fear of a lack of.
Right.
That,
yes.
And, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And like I say, by setting my commitment to a way of how I am and how I show up, I talk differently. I make decisions from a different place. And as a result, the world reacts differently to it. And all of a sudden,
wow.
So by going from what I want to manifest to looking at the way I'm being, I am that way, and the world starts kind of shifting around me, and this does the same for my clients, and suddenly I'm in that life that I want to be, because the world's responding to me as if
wow.
I am from that place, you know, and that's what it's all about, I suppose. That's what
I love that.
And it's wonderful because, well, obviously it's wonderful for me because I get to enjoy my life, and it's a lot more fun and fulfilling. But the main thing is that that's what I get to offer clients, and it's a beautiful kind of cycle of that. It's you know, some people call it flow, some people call it whatever. But that's what I get to offer to other people, because I've been there when it's really difficult and there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and I've come out the other end, and that's what I get to give to people, and I think that's what's brought success and yada yada yada.
Amazing. Do you know what, this was this not the perfect time to do this podcast for you?
Oh, for sure.
I can't remember when I'd said I need to get you on the podcast. We must have checked in with each other, and you said everything's amazing, and I was like, right, I want you on the podcast.
Yeah.
And your journey into coaching, and I hope you're okay in sharing this, and I'm sure you probably share it with clients.
Mm.
Your journey into coaching was a one because you were, although you were extremely successful in your last career, it definitely wasn't you internally. It wasn't who you wanted to be. It wasn't where you wanted to be. You were unhappy there. So how did that transition work? Because this is really interesting for anyone who does want to get into coaching, in terms of, if you're unhappy in your career,
sure,
what made you perk up and go, oh, actually, I want to do that?
Yeah.
Why did you want to do that? If
okay.
that makes sense.
So I'll give you a quick snapshot for everyone of my career trajectory. I worked in the bank in the UK for 17 years, and I hated it from day one. I wanted to quit in the first week, but I, you know, being from the Northeast, dude, I'm sure you can appreciate that we're told you just get a job and you stick at it until you retire and be miserable and, you know, die. So
life's tough, just get on with it.
For sure. So after the 17 years, I knew that I needed to make a change. We had our first son, and there was this person on the radio, and they said, how can the, you know, talk about themselves, how can I look at my kids and say, go follow your dreams and, you know, really follow your passion, when I go to a job that I hate every single day? And so that really got me. So I started looking into, what do I like doing? Okay, well, in my job at the bank, I really like interacting with people and helping people. So I thought, okay, I'll go and study to be a psychotherapist. And I did that. And it was closer to being really fulfilling, but it wasn't quite. There was something missing from it. And, you know, I contacted you and we started talking about coaching, and I started looking into the world of coaching. And for me, the difference between being a therapist and a coach is that as a therapist, it feels like you are pulling out these old kind of wreckages of ship out of the out of the sea and putting them on land and figuring out why they sank. And coaching is repairing the ship and plotting a journey, going on the journey, having an adventure, getting to the destination, discovering new destinations. And it's just, there's a life to it. There's an energy to it that is.
I mean, pause there for a second, because that's a beautiful analogy. I've never heard that before. Using that. Perfect.
Mm.
Perfect. I've always found that, because I've had tons of counselling over the years before I became a coach, right?
Sure.
You know, 16 to 24.
Yeah.
And all I felt was they dealt with the pain.
Yeah.
And nothing took me forward.
That's it, yeah.
And that, oh, that's beautiful analogy.
Yeah, there's two analogies I use. And the one I used when I was in therapy was, therapy for me felt like, okay, I'm in a house that's on fire, and therapy will tell me why the fire started and everything about the fire, the history of fire, the temperature it burns at. And I'm always left there wondering, okay, but how do I put this out and how do I rebuild? And I never quite got that in therapy. But with coaching, there is that side of it as well. Anyway, enough of that, that's kind of my two great analogies. I'm burnt out now. I for me, the way that I come home from work is full of happiness and energy and love, and you know, I get to share my clients' successes and that carries me forward, and it's as much benefit for me and my clients as it is for my family. It really is something I get to just enjoy every day, you know. It's I don't remember the last time I woke up and felt gutted I've got to go to work, you know. It's just something I love doing. And I get to pass that on to clients, and it's just kind of spreading that goodness around, I suppose.
Amazing. So in terms of that journey that you went on from not liking the current career to then becoming a coach.
Yes.
What were the things that you... Because as I say, you talk differently now.
Mm-hmm.
What were the things that you've worked on from a mindset point of view that allowed you to then step into it, into coaching with no barriers?
Okay, so I what I would say to anyone who's looking to do it is do it sensibly. Because what I did was quit my job and just declare that I'm a full-time coach and do it. So, you know, I threw myself into the deep end. Which you know is good and bad, because it means I had to learn a lot very fast. But I was trying to think about this the other day, because I'm trying to write a book, because why wouldn't you? I think I've kind of boiled what I've learned down into three different things. The first one was a big one for me, and that was to slow down. And what I mean by that is find time and find a way for you to slow down every day and really look at where you are and be okay and accepting with where you are. Because, you know, quite often we're just zooming through life and we don't take time to process it and accept it. And we're always in a rush to get somewhere else. And that kind of can take us out of where we actually are. The second one is how we show up. And that's really looking at who we are in each and every moment. We get to create who we are in each and every moment. And really putting work into that can make a huge difference in life, because we can't ever affect what anyone else thinks and says and does. And we spend so much energy wanting to do that. But if we do the inner work and we really look at who we're being and how we're showing up, you know, that's what creates the real change. That's where our power lies. And the last thing has really been learning how to live and enjoy life and show up each and every day and love what I do. And I don't just mean what I do. You know, when people ask what I do, I tend not to tell them about work. I tell them about, you know, I'm a father to baby twins and a 4-year-old and a husband and a friend, and that's what I do. And it's being able to enjoy that side of things just as much as work, I suppose, as well. It's those things I've really boiled it down to that's made a huge difference.
Wow. So what would you tell yourself when you were in the struggle? What would be one key bit of advice you'd give to yourself when you were in the struggle so that you can almost... Because, you know, we get highs and lows in business. Yep. So if you were to get back in the struggle, what would be the one thing you'd say to yourself to get out of it quicker?
To get out of it quicker? So, I would boil it down to slow down, because in the struggle, it's so easy to let your mind wander into the future and start creating all the horrible things that might happen. And, you know, we're never in the future, we're always in the current moment. So slow down and look at how you're showing up. Look at how to turn up as your best self just that day. And if you can do that consistently, you'll get success, because you can't be anything in the future. All you can look at is being the best version of you can right now. And do that, and learn how to get energy from those around you and the amazing things in life, because they're hard to see when you're in the struggle. I guess I would.
I love that.
That's what I would boil it down to.
I love that. So it's about being present, but it's also around, what can I do today that's going to make a difference?
Yeah, that's it. That's really, really it. Slow it down. Get into the current moment. Look at how you can be your best self, and just, if you can do that consistently, you're onto a winner.
I always say, you can't change the mind with the mind, you can only change it with action. So if you're trying to change your mind about that scary thought that you're having, it's not going to work, because you're just going to keep getting deeper into it. But actually, what you said there about being present is perfect, but also, what can I take an action over today? What can I do to show up as my best self?
Yeah, I was just going to say that was a big thing that I had to learn. The action has to be there. It's not just about the deep thought and the overthinking of things. You know, action creates confidence, and inaction creates self-doubt. And it's really about taking the action. You know, you've got to do things and get messy and you know, fall off the bike and scrape your knee to learn how to balance on it. I wanted to kind of just stress that actually doing something part is really important as well.
I love your little analogies, Phil.
Cheers, mate.
These are great. These little snippets. Love that. Loving that.
Thanks, Bert.
I mean, that boat one, I flippin' love that. That wreck out of the ocean.
Cheers.
There was one more thing I was going to ask you. What do you think from your focus manifestation, or what do you know that you've manifested since Christmas? I know there was a one when you first started doing it, because you messaged me and you were kind of, this was probably the between the period of you kind of struggling with that, not knowing what you wanted. And I think you were maybe just focused on money and the money didn't come to you. Mm-mm. It came to your wife, if I remember rightly.
That's right.
You remember that?
I do remember that. Yes. I was trying to manifest a certain amount of money, and then my wife got that amount of money almost exactly in a bonus, which you know is great. But it was just kind of, man, I felt like I missed the mark with that one. Money did. It was originally, I was going for X amount of money per month, and I wasn't really connecting to that. And what I really focused in on was being able to really help the clients that I had, the people in front of me. You know, I only ever have one client, and that's the one in front of me, and really kind of coming from that place. And that has been really powerful for them. And it has also, you know, well exceeded the monetary amount I was trying to manifest and things like that. That came as a result of doing the good work, and not the other way around, I suppose. I think I was at a stage where I was just sitting there being like, right, okay, give me 5-7 grand a month, please, universe, and nothing was happening. But when I focused in on who I needed to be for that, and you know, being an exceptional coach and turning up and really giving my everything to each and every client, that's resulted in all of that good stuff.
Wow. So you focused in on the results for your clients, which in turn got you results.
Yes.
Amazing. It was beautiful. Amazing. Wow. Okay, that's a perfect point to leave it on. Thank you so much, Phil, for coming on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a joy. Always a joy to talk to you, Jude. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.com. coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.